Walking, a cute little weight loss program that changes lives. Pop quiz, what is the thing you do when you can't jog anymore but still have to get someplace? And what do athletes do when they finish their races and become cranky weenies again? If you answered walk or walking, you are correct. We are built for walking. We are walkers more than anything else. Walking is great for the knees and recommended for people of any age. Walking is also very inviting, much more inclusive than just jogging. Not only does it make your legs look powerful, especially if you start out large, but you can also add some light dumbbells to work on your arms and shoulders as well. It's a perfect exercise. Walking is also deeply wise, and perhaps profound even. You just have to add the component of weight loss. Weight loss, or burning up fat reserves, or emptying fat pockets, is achieved by gradually increasing your walking distance. Don't worry. The blisters only happen in the beginning as your feet get used to all the exercise. And as long as you keep your toe claws smooth and trimmed, you'll be all right. Your pain threshold will increase, so that initial fatigue and frankly angry feet feeling will fade away, and pretty quickly too. You will find that fat is in fact melting away, and even with a weak or simple diet. And here comes an important point that you have to be mindful of. Weight loss is not forever. It will take a goody long while, but not decades. Whatever sacrifices you choose to make, they won't be permanent. You see, eventually you will discover that you can really walk far, but that it also takes a long time, a good chunk of the day. And you'll be faced with your first big fork in the road. Add extra 50 years to your life, or stay at your current job. Remember that this is not a permanent choice that you are making here. Obesity is a temporary illness, and there is an easy cure, and it's walking, something you can do already. Quitting your job is a big deal, of course, so you will have to make walking even a bigger deal. Above all, get in the mood for narrated non-fiction books. Let the great and clear-thinking authors help you inherit all the world's wisdom. And then, with all your training and dedication, walk the Triple Crown. A challenge so noble, so transformative, so beautiful, that you will become angry that you didn't quit your job sooner. It consists of three great trails: the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. It should take you years to finish your walk. It should take you years to finish inheriting wisdom from your books. When you make the final terminus, you should also consider crossing twice more. The triple-triple crown is way better than just the triple crown. And by that time, you will be different. You will be transformed, both in body and above all, in mind. Your wisdom will grant you the talent to guide, to heal, to repair, and even to inspire. Having heard enough books, you will have become a writer yourself. By growing all the way up and having inherited the culture of greatness that the books keep, you will want to share observations and your personal discoveries that weren't in you before. You see, walking won't just fix your body. It will change your life.